you doing? Welcome to Randoms, the podcast. R-N-M-D-Z. I've always been struggling with that, hey?
I think you spelled that wrong.
R-N-M-D-Z? R-N-D-M-Z.
Yes.
It's right behind us. It's
right behind us.
Yeah.
Take two, guys. Hey, welcome to Randoms, the podcast. Okay, so unscripted, raw conversations right here on this platform, be it Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, we are all there. And to anybody who's listening to us right now, live, thank you very much. And you who's listening to us later on, whatever it is that you might be doing, driving to work, driving from work, maybe you're just in the office and you're just feeling bummed out and you want to have a chance at some relatable conversations, well, this right here is a platform, Randoms, the podcast. My name is Mitch.
I'm Bubbles.
And drum roll, please.
Wow.
He's here.
Oh, gosh.
Finally.
Oh, gosh, guys. My name is Chaku. I've been here. What are you guys talking about?
You need a moment.
Okay, I have been here.
You have?
Okay, you know, the past few weekends have been hectic.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Guys, life has been happening. But we're here now, you know? You guys thought I was going to say,
so what,
you guys thought I was going to defend myself, right?
Yeah, like, yeah. Okay, here we go again. No,
I
what is he going to say?
But I apologize.
Hey, Chaku, thank you very much for joining us, man.
I apologize.
We're honored.
Oh, my
thank
God.
Thank you so much. Wow.
Oh, it's, God. Look, oh, your God. Random person listening right now, watching, to get Chaku on this platform has it's been
a wow. You guys just had to get it off, right?
Yeah.
Get it off.
We really
cool.
had to.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Guys,
but you know what happens, right? When you flake on your friends, you don't pick up calls, you don't respond, you don't get the memo.
See, look at what these guys did, right? So it's,
you don't get the memo.
So I don't get
rep your sporting team.
So I don't
rep
have
your sport
that.
Altogether.
So, we don't have a group chat. We don't have a group chat
because you choose
no
one
to accept
anything.
You don't respond to messages.
This
so
is
what
deliberate.
Was
you guys are like,
point.
You know, let him show up and let's make him look like a complete idiot. That's exactly what I look
yeah,
like. Right?
Pretty
I'm
much.
Fine.
Pretty much.
I'll get mine.
Pretty much.
I'll get mine.
Pretty much. But dude, once again, thank you very much, eh?
No.
And we hope you're here to stay.
I am. Okay, this is
would home. Be nice to see
this
you
is,
more often.
This is right? Oh my God. All right. Okay.
Not just a random drop.
Oh my
yeah.
God. Guys, listen. I'm gonna be here, okay? Okay? I'm gonna be here for the next lifetime.
Okay.
This baby has to grow and I'm gonna be here to make it grow. So you know what? Thank you guys for actually having me. Thank you for calling me nonstop, which is a good thing as well. I'm like, yo, these guys actually called me. They need me. I got to be there.
Okay? No, we don't know that we need you.
Wait,
I don't know that we need you.
Look.
I knew Mitch was going to be like, what the heck is this guy talking about? We need you? We don't need you. No, it's cool, guys.
No, we do need you.
No, guys.
We do need you. I hope it wasn't an inconvenience.
No, of course not. Of course not.
Yeah?
Of course not. It was definitely not an inconvenience. I had a very, very long night last night. Mm-hmm. And me and Bubbles had a conversation about this before you showed up. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was some time off work and I decided to hit the club scene in my late 30s.
Yeah, he hit it a little too hard. Yeah, he forgot who he was.
Exactly. And, you know, my knees were hurting, my back was hurting, and, you know, everything else. That's what happens when you're old these days. You can't keep up with the kids.
Yeah,
I don't even know if the Dougie's still a thing anymore.
What? The Dougie?
Wait, he's in the Dougie in the club?
The Dougie?
Nah, I was trying to hit the Dougie. I'm like, yo.
What are you doing?
And the kids are like, unk, we don't do that no more. I'm like, all right, cool. You know what?
In the corner.
And that's exactly where I belong. I'm like, you know, I'm just going to have my drink and just watch what's going
just
on.
Just get
here.
A chair and sit down. That's the safest thing you can do, actually, at our age in the club.
I now believe that.
Yes.
I went in there with the notion of we're going to hit the Dougie. We're going to, you know, crank that soda
cat
boy.
Cat daddy, maybe?
You know, cat daddy.
Even a dab.
Dude.
Even a dab at this age.
Oh, my gosh. Can
that
you imagine?
I was.
An actual dab.
I was trying to hit the moves, dude. I was like, nah. We ain't doing that around here. So I'm like, you know what? It's cool. Just going to get my drink. So, yeah, I went out last night, tried to see what Lusaka has to offer. And, you know, nothing's changed much other than old age, body hurts. I'm not doing it again. I'm not doing it again.
Those famous last words.
Yeah,
I don't know why
we
people
know.
Always
we
have to
that
say
before,
that kind of stuff, you
listen,
know?
Listen, guys. We are old. Let's accept that.
We?
Speak for yourself.
Oh.
We?
Oh.
Speak for yourself.
So
you said late 30s.
So,
I'm in my mid.
Wait,
okay.
So wait, are you guys going out still till like 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Mitch, I haven't seen you out in such a long time.
I did
like,
that last month.
I hit the club on Friday night. I was in the club last
Mitch,
night.
You're hitting the couch. What are you talking about? What club are you hitting? Don't know. You're hitting the couch.
The F1
club. That was like Friday and Saturday.
Back to back. It's my thing every weekend.
And then Sunday drinks.
I'm sorry.
Yep,
guys.
We're going to do that. Anyways, I was talking about, I asked you if this was an inconvenience because more often than not, we find ourselves at this age trying to show up for people. And it kind of looks like an inconvenience because you have to drive from Kafue to come to the CBD. You have to drive from the eastern part of the city to get into the CBD, or for a catch up, or for a kitchen party meeting,
yes,
or for whatever it is. You just want to show up, but it kind of looks like an inconvenience, which leads us into the next or the first topic of conversation on the pod this time around. And Bubbles, please do the honors.
So that was, yeah, that's basically the introduction of it all, is like we're trying to figure out the inconvenience is the price you have to pay to be part of a community. Mm-hmm. So you want to be part of a village, but you don't want to be a villager in the sense that for you to have this big community of people that pull through for you, you have to pull through for people.
Yeah.
So if you want to go, you want to always be at these kitchen parties, these mm-hmm. weddings, these mm-hmm. words. But then when it comes time for the planning committee, you're not there. When it comes time for you to help cooking out at the kitchen parties or the chilagamil or whatever, you're not there.
Yeah.
You know, who's going to clean that up? You just can't come in when it's time to eat. You know, yeah. People also pick that up. Like, oh, she was there for us. She helped pick up this material. She helped run this. It helped run this errand, helped do all of this stuff. You know, it helps people know that you are actually making the sacrifice for you to actually be a part of a community. And also, it's kind of touching for people to know that, oh, you would do this for me. So it deepens your connection with people. But I feel like a lot of people...
I just have to throw it in there. You hear that?
It deepens the connection.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't it? Like, if you realize that, oh my gosh... You live like an hour and a half away from me, but you drove here to be with me to do this. And sometimes it doesn't even have to be like it's a big thing. You know, like maybe your friend is going through a breakup or lost their job or something. And you're like, oh, I need to go and go see my friend, comfort them and all that. It's really touching to be like, oh, I know you had a hectic week or weekend and you're probably going to sit at home and watch TV and relax and prepare yourself for the week. But you decided to sacrifice that time to come and spend it with me.
I think it's okay to show up for people, but then I think there's just certain situations where you're like, well, you know, I'm not showing up for this. Mm-hmm. I mean, you obviously gave examples of like a kitchen party or whatever, blah blah blah. I mean, I think that's normal for women to go and show up and be there, and everyone's gonna get touched. But I'm just not showing up every other weekend to like, let's have drinks and let's catch up and do all of that. No, I'm not going to do that.
That's a social situation.
Yeah, like from like a social standpoint. I mean, there are certain things that you are obligated to show up for. Not that I want to go there. Half the time when I show up, I don't want to go there. But I have an obligation to show up. And, you know, it's like an example would be like a funeral.
Yeah.
You know, half the time I wasn't even close to this dude. Okay, and wow. I'm like, look, I'm sorry, he's dead. Why do I need to come here for 3 days or whatever? Like, I'm just gonna come here and pretend and run around and do errands and whatever. But you see, in situations like that, if it's a family member, I'm obligated to show up. I don't love that I'm here. I would really love to be at home.
But right I now. Think that's the whole point of it. Sometimes it's not like you. It's not about you saying that. Okay, I want to do this because I, you know. I mean, I'm going to enjoy myself or I'm going to love being around these people. It's an inconvenience for you
shockingly,
to go.
There's people that love to be in such settings. Have you noticed that in certain families, there's like, we have the go-to uncle who's always the one
it's not the
handling.
No, it's
this guy is always there.
But you see, maybe they became the go-to uncle because people can rely on that uncle. He's always
dependable.
He's dependable. Yeah. He's made the time. He's gained the knowledge and the experience of being the person who helps out in situations
and
like this.
And he loves to do it.
Not necessarily. I don't think anybody loves to do it.
Yeah.
People love taking on such responsibilities and roles in families because, like, that's the guy. Like, I'm not the guy. Please.
Leadership.
I will never be the guy. Position. I delegate. Give me a task or something, dude. I am not doing this.
But you see, okay, that's still fine. Like, if the task you've been given is for you to come and, I don't know, like you've said a funeral, they've told you, you go and look for the firewood. Mm-hmm. You go and do that. As long as you're there for every funeral and you are the firewood guy. Now, people can rely on you for that because like you don't want to do it. Yeah.
You don't want to do it, but
you don't rely on me.
You always come through for it.
I have to be very honest with you. Do not rely on me for anything.
Okay, but then when something's happening, do you want people to be there for you?
Well, not really.
Wow.
They don't have to be.
What?
No, they really don't have to be. They really don't have to be. It's like, look, I get what you guys are trying to say, but then I also don't want to find myself in a position where I'm doing it because I want you to do for me as well. I kind of feel like that is the wrong motivation to sort of like, it's like, okay, now I'm just going to show up because just in case I die, I need a firewood guy. Or just in case, you know, let me show up. I have to want to do it. This is why I'm saying that if certain people just love to be in such settings, they're like, and we know, you know, we automatically gravitate towards
them
people because they love to organize, control, do blah blah blah.
They love to keep people together. Maybe the community bring. Maybe they love to just bring people together.
It's just the type of society that we're in.
Yeah,
it's always about doing everything together. All right, so I have to involve other people, and by involving other people, what is it that individually they are going to do? All right, it's like you say, you mentioned something about if you want to be part of a village. Or you want to be part of the village, but you don't like the idea of being a villager, right? Yeah. You said something to that effect. So, in being part of a village, you have to be, in one way or another, a villager. So, I just push and pull your weight around. My question is now, at this point, is this something that actually happens in today's world when so many of us tend to think of, look, that's not my problem, get to deal with it alone? It doesn't have to be a group gathering like a funeral or anything of that. It could just be showing up for that one person or staying up late and chatting to your friend just so that they feel connected to you, because the whole essence of you being part of something is for you to create that deeper connection, right?
Yeah.
So it doesn't require your physical presence. Sometimes it could be you wanting to rest after a long day at work, all right? But then the village requires you, in this case it's a virtual village, requires you to be awake, to constantly engage with them on WhatsApp or whatever other platform. But you just don't want to do that.
And I think that it's okay. That I honestly feel like it's okay to not want to do that.
And that's a problem with today's world.
But here's my thing. I don't think it's a problem. I think it's okay for you to just be yourself. Like, so now I'll give a personal example, and I sometimes feel bad about this because my family's always saying I don't pick up calls, I don't show up for gatherings.
Well, we're saying it too.
Okay, all right. So they're basically saying that. But you see, the thing is for me is like I'm fine with that because I'm known to be that guy and they understand me because they're like, oh, I am part of that village, right? Except I'm just not going to live up. Probably I'm not living up to the expectation. So I think
a different role.
Exactly. I think if we're going to really look at the village aspect of it, we also have to understand that there's different characters that are part of the village. And this is this person. Mm. And I don't expect everyone to be the guy that brings everyone together. I don't expect this person to be this. It's like you're managing five different people with different personalities. Mm. Your approach to managing manager A or B is going to be different based off of their character. And I feel like, you know, you want to also just use that notion when we're talking about this village. It's like, okay, you know what? We get it. Okay. And it's gotten to a point where now my sister sat down with me the other day, like, dude, I get it. You know, I get it. You don't like being around people. You don't like doing this. You don't like doing that. But we kind of need you right now. And I'm like, okay, great. You put up the Batman sign and I'm there.
I'm there.
I am there. Okay.
And, Can you imagine his analogy? Superhero, Batman, here I come.
They need me.
They need me.
Damsels in distress.
And I am there. Okay. So, but basically, I love the fact that they understand the type of person that I am and they've accepted that. So now I don't have to break my back. I don't have to pretend to want to just be there. I'll probably be, you know, I'm one of those guys at the family gatherings who's always whispering in my sister's ear, like, I don't want to be here. I really don't want to be here. And she's like, dude, just stay. Just
okay, so quick question. Do you want people to show up for you in any way, form,
or shape? I have no expectation of that. And if you're going to show up for me, do it. But if your showing up is going to be dependent on my behavior,
you have the assumption that it's going to be reciprocated later on.
I don't want it to be like, I just want it to be natural. I don't want to have to, like.
But you see, the way that things become natural is because people keep doing the same thing over and over again. And that comes from, like, repetition, right? So maybe in the beginning it feels very uncomfortable, like, oh, okay, I have to keep going for this person's thing and what. Then next thing, maybe it feels normal and natural.
I guess.
And yeah,
I guess I
don't think that everybody is like doing all these things just so that they can end up. People are always there for them when they need them. It's just, okay, I want to help out my family because that's what we do, or that's what I do. And then people in turn end up helping them out because that's also how they are, you know?
Yeah, but I the whole spirit of Ubuntu and, oh, because we're Africans, right?
It's a village.
Don't try and talk it down and be like, is that African analogy?
So Mitch asked a very interesting question, right? And he says, in this day and age, does that actually happen?
Yeah.
I don't think it does, eh? I think we're selfish people, and I've seen situations where, you know, people, like you said, people don't show up for other people. And then the expectation is you must show up for me. Mm. You know, it's like, oh, but you never came. But like you said, guess what? You also haven't been here for five events. So how do you expect people to just be there for you? And we're all drowning in work. Everybody else is so busy.
Oh, we are.
You know, we're all drowning in work and everyone else is so busy. So when people actually do make the time, I think it's like, you know what? I sacrifice this time. I could have been anywhere else in the world. But yeah. You know, I'm here, but that's definitely not happening.
Definitely. It feels nice if somebody just shows up for you. If somebody just picks up your call. Somebody responds to your message.
Wow, okay.
If somebody just...
Why do I feel like taking shots at me? But okay.
I am. I am, sir. You're part of a village, oh, wow. So behave like a villager.
Look, I'm getting schooled right now. And you guys are 100% right, right? And I think, you know, a lot of people are closed up to that. We're adopting this culture of... You know, just being to yourself, just, you know, being in your little bubble and you don't want to be out there and have conversations with people. You don't want to know what's going on because everything is working just fine for you in that space and you're comfortable. And of course, it's very uncomfortable to step out of that. But I think you have to kind of try.
And you know, so for me, I kind of learned the hard way with this. My previous neighborhood, I was there for quite some time and it had to take... Not necessarily a tragedy, but a break-in in my place for me to have a conversation for the first time with my neighbors and get to find out from them that, look, we're actually dealing with a similar thing 4 months ago and we put in place these interventions. Had I done the same thing, maybe I would be having a different story and maybe I wouldn't even have spoken to them. You get it. So it's really
being a douchebag gets you nowhere. So there you go. You got robbed. You got robbed.
Because because I was alone. I just
that is a hard
decided,
lesson.
Look, like, I don't need these other people. I don't need to tell them I'm away, so keep an eye out on my property and
if you see anything.
Yeah.
See something, say something.
None of that happened. But also, speaking of community, if we extend this theme into a specific occurrence in society, a funeral, how does that coming together assist? Because I personally feel it's a bit burdensome on the grieving family for them to deal with so many other issues when they're dealing with this bigger event that has happened, this thing in life that has happened, the funeral, somebody's passing, but then they have to sort out people who have to eat. People have to eat at a funeral.
Yeah.
They have to be accommodated.
Yeah.
And when the funeral is done, people have some people who have come from far, far places
have to be
taken back.
See, the thing is, for me, I think when it comes to funerals in general, and this is something I think my family and I agree on, is just like, guys, look, guy's dead. We're going to bury you the next day.
You got issues with dead people.
Like, look.
Next day? Look. You don't do that 2-3 day thing? I mean,
funerals
are generally quick here.
It's expensive. Because, look, Mitch was talking about how you have to get people from the village. You have to do all of this.
You don't get them. They just show up.
They show up.
See?
And then you have to dispatch them.
Because the expectation is, oh, now they're going to take care of us. And like you said, it's a burden on the family. We just lost someone.
Yeah.
We're not worried about the fight. I don't have to start worrying about finances and getting people out of this place, and what am I going to feed them, and all of that. It's expensive these days to just generally even just feed a family.
Yeah.
Now I have to feed 50 people. It sounds harsh, but
it's
like...
It's crazy. No.
Get it out the way. You know, dude's dead. It's over. If I had my way, I would probably want to cremate the rest of my family. Because then I won't have to deal with... let's get Uncle so and so here, let's do this, let's do that. It's a quick process, dude. Like, let's just have a close family members and let's just do that. But obviously that's not gonna happen because we are where we are and we are Zambians and we're Africans, so we have to follow tradition. And obviously my ideas sound crazy if I'm sitting down here talking to my uncle who's you know, who's 80 or who's 50 or 60, they're like, you're crazy.
Besides it being practice, it's also an opportunity for resources to be pulled together.
The time frame, right?
I kind of think that's what it's for.
I think when it starts to come to a contribution situation, there's an expectation of certain people to make the contributions. Mm. You know, first of all, obviously people are waiting for the family that's aggrieved to take on the huge chunk of everything, which, like I said, like you said, is very, very... I feel like it's very unfair, you know? Yeah. So firstly, you have to prepare. You have to, first of all, empty out your house, like the living room area, you know? Some people have to empty that stuff and put it safely because not everybody is coming to grieve. Some people are coming to clean you out. Yeah. So you have to... It's horrible. Yeah, so you have to clean that stuff out. You have to prepare, I don't know, now you have to find either mattresses or carpets and stuff like that. And people are coming in. And then people come... I mean, okay, I think community, like you mentioned, is great. But then there's people that just come with a little bag, a couple of plastic bags for whatever they're going to carry with them when they go, and hands on their head crying. Mm. What does that mean? You have no blankets. You've come with no contribution. You definitely haven't come with any contributions here. Mm. But now you must be accommodated. You must be given a space to sleep in. You must be given food to eat. Wouldn't it be better if people were to come to the funeral with, like, maybe you come through with a sack of mealy meal at least, a bottle of cooking oil, maybe like a crate of tomatoes, just like a contribution as opposed to just coming with your throat and tears and then now you must be accommodated and fed.
So basically we should just probably put like an entry fee for the funeral. Right?
No.
It's not an entry fee.
I mean, let's just put it out there. Throw that in the group chat.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, listen, cooking oil... If you ain't got none of that, you ain't coming. That's basically what
cry
you
cry at your house.
Go cry from home.
That's not what I'm saying. It would be nice if you came in and helped out as opposed to sitting there. And then you're like, oh, man, today we haven't eaten. Oh, we've been eating cabbage for 3 days. Oh, my. And there are people who get like that.
I personally don't mind an entry fee. I really don't mind an entry
what
fee.
What is this? Hey, this please, is not a festival.
I'm literally saying you ain't
we're
going to
put
in.
Burbs well, in the ground festival.
Look, if you wanna...
She would want you to pay 200 kwacha every day.
Exactly.
She would want this.
Exactly. Let's just do that. That way, you see, that way you sieve out the people that are not contributing anything. That way you have people that are genuinely there.
Coming in exactly. And actually contribute something.
Okay.
That's a silly idea. That's a silly idea, Chaco.
We do that for
parties. Guys,
bring a bottle.
Okay, fine. There's some people
who
just...
That's a good concept, actually. I hear you. Wait.
Cooking oil bottle?
Just bring whatever it is that you can bring. Bring a sack of canola.
Yeah.
Bring some loaves of bread. Bring some sugar.
That is the theme.
To bring us more. You're terrible.
I'm sorry, guys. I think that is the only way we will take away all these concerns, all these problems. And it would be the first. We still wanna maintain tradition, right? But at the same time, we just don't want to have every gym
the cost of living.
Let's just be honest. Times are crazy now.
Exactly.
So what is it are you bringing to
Exactly. To help us out, yeah.
Like, exactly. I want to say the table, but bring in more.
That would sound crazy. I swear to God.
Nah, that's wild.
Bring in more is crazy.
That's what we're talking about, literally, right now. That's what we're talking about right now. Somehow the grieving family needs some help.
The what way you pulled that out, do? I swear to God, you've been thinking about this.
Bring in more. Like, bring in more. This is a concept.
Enough is
you
enough.
You pulled that out quick. I'm like, what is going on here? No, but seriously, though, I don't think that's a bad idea. I think it's, like you said, we have to really think about the grieving family. They're dealing with so much at that time. You know, you probably have a lot of paperwork to do with. And exactly. the morgue, like recently, I just found out because I lost my uncle. And then the whole morgue situation is insane. Mm-hmm. That whole process is just a lot. Yeah. And so imagine
what
me
you
running.
Mean as in like trying to find a place to store the body or like collecting
just going collecting the body, the whole washing and everything else. Oh, that yeah, like, that is insane.
Yeah,
so imagine me who's probably contributed for the funeral, mm-hmm. and then I am also the guy running up and down because obviously you're the guy with the transportation and everything else. And then someone calls me and says, "Oh, Fakuja Vasila Kuno." I'm like, no, dude, like. That dude is not even doing anything. He's been sitting there since you got there, and the only thing he's doing is...
He's been taking stock.
Basically. So, I mean, you know, there's situations like that. And now we're not mourning anymore. I'm just, you know, probably irritated. I'm just like, what the hell is this?
Mm.
You know, like, you know, and people don't think about all of the things that happen when it comes to a funeral. There's and, you know, now that obviously I had to sit down and experience that and hear that, I was just like, we take a lot of things for granted. Like, we just show up at funerals. As kids, you just show up and you don't understand what happens in the background.
Yeah.
Like, the things that people do. So it's quite a lot. And I'm really for the idea. Just bring something. Let's just sieve out the problems.
Also, going back to our initial conversation, it then makes the concept of you showing up just right. Because if you're dealing with so much in the context of a funeral, you might want to have people show up for you, right?
100%.
Mm. Yeah. So you saying you don't want people to show up for you is...
Oh, no, it's decided for me. I told my family, cremate me. I do not want
to
inconvenience
anyone
else. To
be honest, I am down for that also. Like, I'm okay to be cremated.
I do not want to inconvenience anyone, and, you know?
It's not about an inconvenience.
Yeah, but your uncle won't agree.
Well, it's my
That
wish.
One uncle who wants to run things.
Look. If he could do us a solid, he could just get my ashes, put them on a plane, throw them in the Atlantic Ocean. That's the one responsibility he can have for me, if he really wants to take on that responsibility. But I always feel like a cremation is like so much better. Like, we can have a little ceremony for me with the people that actually really do care for me. It's cool. I don't want to have... And you're not so crazy now that we're talking about funerals. Mm. And you guys talking about community. These communities are so fake. Because you have people from your family coming talking crazy, dude. Talking crazy about you. It's also another meeting where people just meet to just talk about other family members. So that guy.
It's the time to get the things off your chest now.
It's insane. It's like, you never show up for us. Like, you're just always busy. Like, hey, guess what? I do got a job. I got people to feed. I ain't out here trying to take care of you. Oh, then there's this one cousin who drinks so much. Ah, nipempako 50 kwacha oe, nimwe kwacha. I'm like... Aren't you like 50 or something? Aren't you like 50 or something, bro? Like, you've been saying this for the past 10 funerals.
Yeah.
Like, this guy has been saying this for the past 10 funerals.
He's aggrieved during the funerals. He's like sad. He has to drink his emotions away.
It's like what you said. There's people that are just showing up to probably get a quick buck out of like an uncle who's well to do. It's like, you know, women showing up trying to actually pack up some millimil and take back to their homes.
Yeah.
So is that really a community, or is this people just trying to leech and take advantage of it?
But you see, communities have got different characteristics of villages.
Yeah.
So should we just accept that?
Not that we should accept it. It's just the reality of it.
Yeah, it's the space that we're dealing in, or that's the environment we're operating under. So
my question is, now that we have all of this information, how do we fix that? Or do we just have the information and just... say, oh, yeah, it happens, whatever.
Bring him
on. It's a tough
one. Oh, bring him on.
It's a thing.
Wow.
Yeah, bring him on.
It would be so tough because it'd be like, that's not what we do here. For me, it would really, really help out.
It does make sense from a bring a bottle perspective.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
It does. It makes so much sense.
But it's community.
Yeah, I guess. I guess some of these things we just have to sit down there and accept them, despite the fact that we have all the information that we have. It's crazy how we apply certain theories in life and they work. It's like, oh, I have this information. How do I fix this problem? Mm-hmm. And we're fixing it. But now we have this information about a funeral and we're just like, unfortunately, we can't fix it because it's the community. It really doesn't matter. Let's just leave them out.
The hard chop. That's what you're going for.
Guys, it's expensive.
It is expensive.
It is really expensive.
All right. So anyways, if you're listening, if you're watching, how do you feel about this concept, bring and mourn? Let us know in the comments. We'd like to hear from you, whether you're watching on YouTube, whether you're streaming on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Amazon Music. Random's a podcast. We'd like to hear from you about this random question. A random proposition altogether.
It would be lit, though. I'll tell you that.
That's not what we're going for. That's not what we're going for.
I brought pork chops. Why am I eating beans? What's happening? Where are the pork chops I brought? Why am I being served Chinese?
I brought lettuce.
Where's the salad, dude?
It would be lit.
Where is it?
It would be a wonderful funeral. And it would be like, it's what he would have wanted. I swear to God, at my funeral, it's what I would have wanted. Like, guys, it's a party, okay? Sometimes we should celebrate life and not more so just be like, oh, we're crying or whatever. It's like, let's celebrate.
Well, it obviously depends how old you are when you die. Can't be like, we're celebrating your life when you die, like, before 40.
You guys
are
still
crazy.
My friends, so the bring and mourn still applies at the time, okay?
Hey, Bubbles, put it down. I didn't say put it down. I'm going to make that proposal to Chaco's family.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what he would have wanted.
It's exactly what he would want.
Exactly.
Please.
Let's party. Okay.
Put yourselves out.
Let's party like crackheads.
But you see, let's do that. We're not going to do that. Okay. So, it's all fun and games right now. But I think this is also a lesson for each one of us to start planning ahead. And with planning ahead, it requires fiscal discipline. All right. You're saving. You are investing, and you're also paying back because, there's this problem. I think I would even call it an inherent problem. As Zambians, we just never want to pay back.
We should stop, especially now,
in this phase of our lives.
It's terrible.
Now, we should start being financially prudent, all right? And I'm saying this on the backdrop of the budget presentation, the national budget presentation, whooping 253 billion kwacha.
Insane.
That is a whooping amount.
It's a lot. And the bulk of it is going to be financed by you and I. Taxes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ain't that a beat?
And also, just how we as a people, as a country, are being financially sound. All right. We're not over borrowing. And that's also now something that if we stream it down individually, could be a problem. All right. You have this huge budget expectation or your bills are through the roof. Your wants and needs are through the roof, but you just don't have enough money to satisfy that lifestyle that you aspire for.
I don't even think it's a lifestyle you're aspiring to. It's like the lifestyle that you're living right now, you just decide to live over and above it. And that really is a problem that we're having.
Okay, so it means we should plan for how we are as people now, not the aspiration. Because I think we find ourselves in situations of overspending because we try to present a lifestyle that is really not fitting for us at this point. If you say, let's say, for example, you earn 2,000 kwacha, right? But then you want to get yourself a car, for argument's sake, worth 5,000 kwacha. Why? That's an aspiration, right? You're aspiring for that. So why don't you try to spend within your means, the 2,000 kwacha?
Why? Because I saw Mitch with the 6,000 kwacha. 6,000 kwacha.
You don't know how much Mitch earns.
But you see, and that's, you asked what the problem was, and that's the problem right there. I think especially with like people in our age group, and the culture is always, I'm always laughing at people because
you're competing with yourself in your head. Mm. Like, there is no reason
for you. Yeah,
no one is
coming to hassle you over...
Yeah. Nobody cares. But a lot of people always feel like, oh, you know, because he has a car like that, I also need to get a car like that because people are looking at me crazy. Mm. Guess what? Nobody cares, dude. I have... I really hope that he doesn't see this. But
please watch the podcast.
I really hope he doesn't see this. But, like, I have a friend who... got this really beautiful car, luxurious or whatever, and you know, it started breaking down. So the maintenance of that car was obviously like a lot. I mean, it could have been cheap to get it, but the maintenance of the car was crazy. And it got parked and whatever, and we had a whole conversation about it, and he's like, yo, I wish I didn't get this because I this is just a burden for me, and it's too much. But I think at the time that he was getting the car, he got it with the wrong motive. The whole thing of you saying, you can still aspire to want to live a certain lifestyle, but currently you have to accept that this is not where I am financially to be there. And I, there's no one pressuring me to get that car. There's no one looking at me like this. We just don't care. The only thing we probably say is like, oh, you know, that's a nice car. And it ends right there.
Yeah.
But then everything else doesn't matter. But a lot of us want to hang out every weekend. We want to spend 2,000 kwacha in the club every weekend. That's not sustainable. That is not, guess what we end up doing?
Boring.
We end up boring.
Yeah.
And we end up not paying back.
No.
And we're not picking up calls. We're not
doing that. That's the most annoying thing to me, because you literally signed up and said, I'm going to get this money for me to sort out whatever issue it is. Why would you not pay it back? You got the money. Why are you just not paying it back?
Because it's like, it's inherent. It's part of our DNA for whatever reason. It's a mindset issue.
And I tell you this, people even borrow with the motive of not even paying back. He knows he's not paying, but he's like, yo, I'm just going to get it. I'll hook you up in a week's time. It's cool. You know you're not paying that money back, because guess what? You've got your rent, you've got your car maintenance, you've got all these other bills that you're going to pay for. And now you know you're not going to pay back.
What I think is even worse is when somebody gets money from you, and then when it's time to pay back, it's like, but it's just 1,000 kwacha.
Right, like,
you didn't have it.
Yeah, you didn't have that 1,000 kwacha. Yeah.
So what do you mean right now? Like, oh, okay. Do you even need it? Don't count my pocket. Just give me back my money.
Yeah, that's kind of annoying.
I think we're just getting so much pressure from like social media and how we should live our lives. And also, one thing I found
being
out now.
Being entitled also.
Yeah. One thing I found out now is that, guys, social media is just social media. This guy Ubered to get to a certain place just to take the wonderful pictures. They don't necessarily live that fancy lifestyle.
No.
It's probably, oh, I'm on a friend's boat, or oh, I'm on a sugar daddy's boat, whatever the case may be, however you're getting your pictures. Mm. And when you know, we're not judging here. Do what you gotta do, get yours, okay? Yeah. We have found out recently that people are being financed by older men.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
Yeah, and yeah.
Whatever it is.
People are even saying like you're trying to live a luxurious life with your legit money when you don't have people washing money.
Yeah,
exactly. Or people are getting it in funny ways.
Exactly. And the only thing we see are pictures. Well, I'm on a jet ski. I'm in Dubai. I'm not doing that. There's stories behind. I'm not saying everybody that goes to Dubai is doing some shady stuff.
Hey.
I'm not saying everybody's doing that.
People plan.
There's certain people that, you know. Exactly.
Plan.
But then now, because, hey, guess what? I saw whoever living like this.
Yeah.
Now I'm just going to go out of my way to get this. I'm going to get a car loan. I'm going to get a loan with no plan at all.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen people get loans just to go and
have
a good
the
time.
Money. Exactly.
Just a good time.
That's crazy.
300K. Good time. Loan's done. 3 months. Back to square one. And now
that's
taking from your salary.
From your salary.
And you had no plan for it. But those are the stories and those are the things that are happening right now in this country, because people have pressure. Like, dude, stay home. Watch TV. Like, you're not going to die. And when you're finally ready to go out there, because like for me, it's like, okay, you know, I'm going to keep my little coins. When I go out there, I'll have a good time. It's probably going to be like every quarter. I'm going to probably do that these days. But now I'm just get a bottle and chill at home because I cannot afford to drink every weekend in the club. That's like 2,500 kwacha pop, 5 grand every weekend. That's ridiculous.
I think also, when was the last time you went to like an establishment or something? Like for me, like I drink spirits and stuff. I feel like the wait staff also kind of get you to buy bottles and bottles and bottles because you'd be like, oh, what are you drinking? Oh, I'm drinking a double this. And then they're like, or maybe you say the brand of alcohol you're taking. Then they're like, oh, okay, so I bring a bottle. And you're like, no, I want two shots.
I just want two shots.
I want two shots. Like, no, bottle? Oh my, don't shame me.
I'm just here for the aesthetics, guys. I'm just here for the aesthetics.
People are ordering beers and they're like, six pack, girl.
But
don't
your
even.
Friends.
Don't, yeah.
Like, don't do that.
Mm.
So, yeah.
It's a lot of pressure.
I feel like...
But as, away from that, yeah, I get it. It's nice. I did say that, you know, we try to emulate the Zambian government by living within our means and not borrow as much. All right? Just limit your borrowing and also remember to pay back. I'm going to emphasize that point. But when it comes to making a budget, all right, you get your 2,000 kwacha, all right? How many of us actually stick to the budget that we have mentally and say, okay, I'm going to get da, 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 and I'll be able to have something, save something for a rainy day, or have something to push me until the next time I get some money. Personally, budgeting and sticking to the budget is very, very difficult.
It's hard.
It's so hard, man.
Yeah.
I emulate people. I envy people who manage to stick to their budget, because sticking to the budget is the most difficult thing to do. All right, you walk into the store, you get your groceries. Before you know it, I'm like, okay, just one treat for myself. Let me get myself a t-shirt or a pair of sneakers. And now you're going overboard.
That definitely
in this
happens.
Day and age.
Yeah.
In our life right now, how are you managing to stick within the budget?
Man, that's a tough one, man. It's really a tough one. But I think that there has to also be room for something for you to enjoy personally, because you're working hard for this.
Miscellaneous.
Money. Yes.
That should be on the budget.
It has to be there. On the you cannot work for bills and, you know,
rewarding yourself in any way.
You're working hard, you're waking up early in the morning for you to go and get this money and everything. So a little bit of something for yourself, I don't think is really bad. Mm. As long as, like you said, you're not going overboard. If you're throwing in sneakers, I know the kind of sneakers you like. You're going overboard if you're doing that every
online.
Month. Every month?
Why not?
It's a sickness.
Like I said, you know, like you see now, I've counted your pocket like we're mentioning before. Maybe you can. But the thing is, you have to, okay, once you say, I think it's really hard. I've been reading all this other stuff where they say a certain percentage should be your rent, but we know how much rentals are in Zambia. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of it should be for this, for this, for this. I guess that kind of budgeting doesn't work in our setting. So I think you have to say, okay, after my actual expenses, what is left? What can I put towards my savings? Because you're going to need a little savings account for whenever things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
And you stick to that.
Yeah, well, most times you have to try and stick to it. But you also, I think you have to make sure that you don't forget yourself. Because if you do that, your job or your life is just going to feel like you're doing everything for nothing. It's still going to feel like paycheck to paycheck. You have to have a little something that
working
you enjoy.
To pay bills.
I feel like just get a wife, dude. Women are better at budgeting. It's a different take. Okay. It's a different take.
Okay.
It's a different take. Not
the... The landing. The landing, dude. Yo, this pilot guy.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just saying, women budget better than men.
Okay.
Let's just keep it real.
Well, you should have started with that.
I'm sorry. Let's keep it real.
Yeah, I mean, why do you have to go and make it so...
Look, it's the only way Mitch is not going to buy sneakers every month. Okay, because then she'll be like, hell nah. You ain't buying none of that. Okay, that's not going to happen. Women stick to the budget. I honestly feel like women are way, way, way much better than us.
So...
Well,
do you stick to your budget?
Hell no, I don't. I've never done that before. And you know what's so crazy? Like you said, half the time I walk into like a grocery store and I'm like, okay, cool. Sometimes I don't even have a list. I'm like, off the top of my head, I know exactly what I need. I'm going to spend 1,500 kwacha. I probably leave spending 2,500 or 3,000 kwacha. I'm like, why did I do this again? Why did I do this again? You know?
Bubbles, do you stick to your budget? The wife.
Exactly. She probably has that on lock.
I mean, I try my best, you know. Also, I think a lot of times if I go over, like, I mean, it's...
Why are you struggling?
Yeah, I'm trying to say...
in the house.
Are you the one going off budget? A little bit.
He's
better at budgeting, but also, I feel like because of the situation that I'm in, I am going to be helpful and everything, but that's not my responsibility.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
In the wise words of Chaco,
get a wife.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
And I'm getting a wife.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're my budgeting
timeline, though?
No.
You said you're getting a wife.
What's yours?
Yeah.
Mine soon. Okay. That's what we're just going to put it out there. I am definitely going to get a wife. I'm not capping, I'm serious. This time around, I'm settling down. I'm sticking to it. And I think the next couple of pods, you guys should be getting invitations to the wedding.
Nice one.
Yeah.
And that's what we needed you here.
I love you, baby.
Oh, wow.
A random proposal.
That,
right?
That was me just, you know, throwing that out there, you know?
All right. Now, good to have you
whoever
back.
That is. Good, whoever the baby is amongst the five. You take it how you want.
You just had to ruin it for yourself.
Whoever.
For yourself.
Look, we're about to wrap it up.
Kidding.
We're about to wrap it up. Quickly, we threw a challenge to Bubbles. It was a random challenge last week. To make a friend, how are we doing that?
Okay. So I am trying. I thought that I would have some people lined up by now. No, guys, wait!
It's not working.
It's not happening.
I can make friends. I can make friends. I promise. I am still doing
it. 2 more weeks.
Do you want an extension?
No, I think maybe next week. Let's see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We want pictures and videos, dude. Not off.
I did say we need receipts for this
video. I will bring the evidence. I can't promise if it's going to be pictures and videos, but I'll bring the evidence somehow.
All right.
Don't get your long lost cousin.
You're not going to know. Okay, sure.
quick plug in before we check out. Where are we on the socials?
We are on Spotify. We're on Amazon Music. We're on Apple Podcasts. Yeah. You just have to search RNDMZ podcast.
RNDMZ.
Why are we always turning back?
Because we can't spell. Yikes.
You got a tutor in here. Now we know who skipped class, huh?
Hey, shout out to the teachers.
Yeah, it was Teachers Day. Yeah.
All right, that's that for Randoms the Podcast. Make sure you do the right thing. Follow us on the socials, on TikTok, on YouTube. We are on Spotify, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, as well as Amazon Music. And that's that. Stay random.